in hope. Amen. If we toil, we must toil. Amen. With expectation. Amen. Of accomplishing our set goal. Amen. You won't sweat very long. You won't labor very long. Amen. If it's hopeless. Amen. If it's all in vain. Amen. If you think or you see. Amen. Or you surmise that it will come to nothing. If you get so discouraged, my friend. Amen. You quit working. Amen. You'll quit doing. Amen. You'll quit praying. Amen. And even sometimes you'll quit living because a discouraged man is for the most part a useless man. Not only is a discouraged man a useless man, but a discouraged man is also a wretched man. What I mean in wretchedness is that there could be 1,000 beauties around that individual, but he notices none of them. Amen. There could be 1,000 songbirds. Amen. Sing their chorus. Amen. But the discouraged man is wretched in the way he cannot hear the beauty of their song. Amen. There could be 100 wonderful testimonies. Amen. In the meeting. But that individual that's discouraged. Amen. He takes note of none of them. Amen. The message can be grand. But that individual that is discouraged is so wretched that sees no beauty. Amen. In the preaching of the word. Amen. While they are yet discouraged. Not only is a discouraged man wretched, but he's also, amen, an individual who surrenders. Amen. A discouraged man is a surrenderer. He gives up. He quits. He backs off. Can somebody tell amen? Amen. If an individual is discouraged, he'll not go very long. Amen. He'll find a way out of it. He'll find a way out of the burden. He'll find a way out of the obligation. Oh, glory to the Lamb of God. Even to the point sometimes that individuals will commit suicide. They become so discouraged. Amen. They lose all hope. And the reason why everyone, amen, commits suicide is because they don't see the use. Amen. They don't see, amen, any good. Amen. They don't see at least enough good to carry on. Amen. So what do? They give up. Amen. They quit. Amen. They throw up the white flag. And they surrender. Can you shout amen? Oh, glory to the Lamb of God. I mean, they'll throw their life away. Amen. The preacher can get so discouraged, he'll throw his ministry away. The saint can get so discouraged that they'll throw their reputation. Somebody shout amen in their good name. Amen. In the gutter. Why? Because, amen, the gripping fingers, amen, of discouragement, amen, pulls an individual down so low. Amen. They see no hope. And they just throw up the white flag and they surrender. Amen. Someone that's sick, somebody that's got a dreaded disease, perhaps cancer. Amen. If they're given some hope, well, we can try this. Amen. I've seen them a lot of time. Amen. They've raised up even in pain and went on a little bit further. But that individual that's given no hope, when the doctor said, we've done all we can do. Amen. You've only got a few days to live. Precious Sister Debbie down there at Camp Washington, we just preached down there Sunday, preached a revival some months back. And I can remember Sister Debbie testifying, said, I needed this revival. We didn't know what awaited her. She had some pains and they put her in the hospital. And the doctor gave her just 7 days to live. She didn't hardly make it that long. It was 3 or 4 days. And Sister Debbie passed on. Why? Because they gave her no hope. I said they gave her no hope. Amen. When we bring a message that has no hope, amen, we can't expect any lasting conversions. How can we expect anyone to come to an altar, amen, when we give them no hope of recovery, no hope of getting better, amen, no hope of walking higher, no hope of feeling any better, amen, with somebody shout amen. Oh, that discouraged man, amen, is one who surrenders. But here, amen, we find out that David is one of those encouragers. He's one of those that when he walks in the room, he lifts up the windows. He lets out the stale air and he lets in the fresh. Amen. I like to be around those kind of people, don't you? I like to be around somebody when they just walk in the room. I just feel better about just being there. Glory to God. Amen. There's been some meetings I've been at. Amen. I've watched Brother Collins come walking onto the campgrounds and just seem like, amen, the atmosphere picked up because Brother Collins is always have that message of hope. Amen. You can make a comeback, son. Amen. You can do better. Amen. And he's taken those that were down and those that were discouraged. He picked them up again and dusted them off and said, amen, won't you give it another try? Amen. Won't you preach your way or sing your way out of trouble? Amen. Pray another prayer. Amen. Shout another shout. Amen. Say another hallelujah. Why don't we try that right now? And so we are immensely interested in the hero of our text because he's an encourager. You know, the greatest reason why we need encouragers is because nobody's exempt from discouragement. Amen. I don't care who you are, where you come from, what office you hold. No one is exempt from discouragement. Therefore, we need all the much more those that will encourage. Amen. If you aspire to be an encourager, you'll never want for someone to, amen, ply, amen, your newfound ability as being an encourager. Glory to God. Amen. But David is that encourager. He encourages us. Amen. I mean, there's been times I've faced the giant, and in the mockery and in humiliation of others, amen, I didn't feel that going on, but I could see little David going down to the brook and gathered up five smooth stones. And I said, I believe I'll try that. David has encouraged this preacher many of a time. Amen. Even when he failed, amen, miserably failed. Amen. But oh, he made a comeback. Didn't he do it? I said, he made a comeback. Didn't he do it? Hallelujah. And I've seen my own failures. Amen. But in David, amen, I've seen, amen, there's an antidote. There's a remedy. There's a balm. Amen. There is life after failure. That there is life after failure. Where'd you get that from? I got it from my encourager. Amen. I got it from one of my encouragers in my life. Amen. That fella called David. But it's interesting that in this particular text that the Bible doesn't say that David encouraged others. No. But we know it's true that he did. But it doesn't mention that he did. We know it's true, amen, that he did. He rose up out of the smoke and the rubble. He dusted himself off. Amen. And he encouraged others. Amen. And they went on into the battle. They pursued. Didn't they do it? Amen. But my text doesn't say that David encouraged others. But what it does say about him is the best thing that could be said about any man or woman. Amen. For the Bible is penned and it says that David encouraged himself. Glory to God. I said it says that David encouraged himself. No greater thing can be said about an individual, amen, than this. Amen. No prouder would I be of any other title than that, amen, of a self-encourager. Amen. And that's what David did. You know, I found out in pastoring that there are some church members, amen, that are high maintenance members. I mean, you all time gotta pat them on the back. I mean, all time gotta try to help them and encourage them. And as pastor, I didn't mind doing that. Amen. I guess it was part of the job description. And amen. But some folks, you worried about them when they went on vacation. Who's going to encourage them while they're on vacation? You just dreaded for them to go on vacation. Amen. If they missed the service, amen, you call them up. Are you all right? Amen. And ain't nothing wrong, is there? Amen. And you'll find out that there was, amen, such discouragement there that they was ready to quit. I mean, every service, if you didn't shake their hand and pat them on the back and tell them how good they looked and tell them how good they was doing, how good they testify or sung, amen, they was out with you just like that, because there's some people, amen, in this life that have to have a lot of maintenance. But on the other hand, there were some folks in the churches that I pastored, amen, that you have ever hardly heard about them. I mean, they never called you up much. Amen. And a pastor don't mind to be called up, I don't reckon. I didn't mind it. Amen. But only in those extreme tragedies did these individuals call you up. You could count on them to be there. You could count on them even if it was sort of a dry service. Amen. They'd have something good to say. Amen. Y'all wasn't all time worried about them. Why? Amen. Because they were low maintenance Christians. Low maintenance church members. And what I found out, the difference between the high maintenance and the low maintenance, that the farmer was a, amen, was an individual that hadn't learned the wonderful secret of self-encouragement. Amen. But the latter had worked learn that marvelous, amen, that marvelous secret, amen, that they, like David, could encourage themselves. Amen. I appreciate the Lord, all the encouragers that He has put in my life. I'm glad that when I came, amen, to the independent holiness movement, I'm glad that there was people there that patted me on the back. Amen. When I was down and said, listen, Paul, you can make it. I was glad when I was praying for the baptism of the Holy Ghost that there was individuals there. Amen. That would pat me on the back and say, you can receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Amen. But oh, hear me tonight. Amen. I found out that my biggest trials, amen, my biggest battles, amen, my biggest obstacles, amen, were fought, amen, in valleys, amen, where there was no, amen, other individuals, no encourager to be found. So I found out that if I was going to make it, that I had to learn to encourage myself in the Lord. Could you shout glory? Amen. I had to learn to encourage myself. I mean, if I was going to be encouraged, I had to be the one to do it. Because my most important, my most dangerous battles are for the most part fought alone. Amen. How did David encourage himself in the Lord? Well, I'll tell you how he did it. Well, first of all, let me tell you how he didn't do it. David didn't encourage himself in the Lord by ignoring the danger that was around him. He didn't find true encouragement by ignoring the danger that was around him. Neither will you find encouragement, amen, by sticking your head in the sand. Amen. If those ostriches do that, you won't find encouragement in that. Ignoring the problems that are around you. Amen. Ignoring your prayerlessness or our prayerlessness. Ignoring our faults and our failures. Amen. Ignoring, amen, our, amen, lack of desire. Amen. Ignoring, amen, the devil that's out to get you, friend. The devil's out to get you. Amen. The adversary of our soul. Amen. You will not find true and lasting encouragement. Amen. By ignoring the danger that's around you. And neither did David. Amen. David not only did he not find encouragement that way, but he also did not find encouragement by convincing himself of his own greatness. My, it's awful quiet. Amen. Amen. I was preaching a meeting, amen, somewhere. And in that meeting, they had asked a pastor, a visiting pastor, to come up and take prayer requests. So he did. He came up to take prayer requests. He said, you know what I was doing coming down the road to church tonight? And we perked up. What was he doing? He answered the question. He said, I was listening to some preaching. He said, you know who I was listening to preach? And we just, you know, had a question there, and he was going to answer it. So when he answered it, he said, I was listening to myself preach coming down the road. Amen. Glory to God. He said, you know why I was listening to myself preach coming down the road? He said, because I'm my favorite preacher. Hallelujah. He said, you know the reason why I'm my favorite preacher? Amen. We were really listening now. He said, because, amen, I know how I live, and I know how I pray. Amen. I know the standard I hold. Well, I didn't have no more sense, Sister Peggy Lawson, than just to get up, amen, glory to God, amen, and tell them that, you know, amen, I never listened to myself preach. You know why I never listened to myself preach? Because I don't even think I'm in the top 25 of my favorite preachers, if that. You know why I'm not in the top 25 of my favorite preachers? Amen, it's because I know how I live. I know how I pray. I know how short I've come to the glory of God. I know how much farther down the road I should be. Can somebody shout amen? All glory to God. Amen. Oh, you may pat yourself on the back. You may look at your sleeves down to your knuckles. And come on now. Amen. And your collar, amen, zipped up all the way to your nose. Amen. I believe in holiness, and I've gotten a lot of trouble over holiness. Amen. But you'll not find lasting encouragement. Amen. By convincing yourself that you're righteous, that you're holy. Amen. That you're a good person. Amen. With somebody shout glory. I mean, God told about Job, and he tells
testified about Job. It said he was a perfect and an upright man. But when Job got to looking at himself real close, he said, I abhor myself. Amen. You know what Job was saying? He was saying, I hate me. I hate what I see. I despise what I am. Will somebody shout glory? Amen. In me, I don't see any good thing. One writer said, my comeliness turned to corruption, and rottenness entered into my bones. Amen. Let me tell you, friend. Amen. We'll not be encouraged very long. Amen. By convincing ourselves that we're gray. Amen. Come on, they are. That we're holy. Or that we're righteous, for our righteousness is as filthy rags. Amen. Glory to God. Y'all recognize right now I got a problem. Y'all pray for me. Amen. But David did not encourage himself by convincing himself of his own greatness. Nor did David encourage himself by running away and quitting. Amen. Hallelujah. It seems to me that's been my temptation of late. Just quit. Close the meeting. Huh? Amen. Resign. Amen. Walk out. Oh, don't look at me that way. Get out from under that load. Get out from under that burden. Oh, if you do that, my friend, you may have a momentary season of relief and freedom. Amen. But you'll turn around and see that the job is still unfinished. The task has still been left undone. Glory to God. You'll not find true encouragement. Amen. By throwing up your hands and quitting. Amen. Resigning won't make it any better. Amen. Refusing won't make things any better. Oh, I feel like preaching. Oh, I wish you, amen, glory to God, and felt like I felt. And I realize a lot of times folks don't, I'm not browbeating you. Amen. But you will not find, amen, any encouragement. Amen. By walking out of these doors. Amen. You say things are, there's too much pressure here. Amen. There's too many standards here. Amen. Brother Collins puts too many things on us. Why, he's just preaching from the Bible. Amen. If you walk out them doors and throw up your hands and quit and backslide on God, yeah, you'll have a season. Amen. You'll have a season of freedom, perhaps. Amen. You'll have a season where you feel, amen, like the burden has been lifted and the restraints have been loosed. But it won't last for long. Amen. You'll never find encouragement by quitting. Amen. That's not the antidote to your problem. Amen. That's not the answer to your discouragement. So how did David encourage himself? Amen. He didn't do it by ignoring the facts, the dangers. He didn't do it by convincing himself of his greatness. He didn't do it by throwing up his hands and quit. But David encouraged himself in the Lord. That's how he encouraged himself. I said David encouraged himself in the Lord. Glory to God. I said David encouraged himself in the Lord. Woo! Glory to God. Amen. He found out that if I encourage myself and others, they may not be around. If I encourage myself in my circumstances, oh, it's easy to be encouraged while lounging on the summer yacht. Amen. But what about when you're holding on to the busted, splintered mast of a sinking ship with torn sails? Amen. Come on now. Amen. David found out circumstances. Amen. It's not a consistent thing in which, amen, to encourage yourself. Amen. His self was not the thing, because we are so, amen, inconsistent ourselves. Amen. But he encouraged himself in the one that never changes. He encouraged himself in the one that never fails. Amen. He encouraged himself in the one that's always there. No, I'll go with thee always, even into the end. Amen. Of the world. Amen. David encouraged himself in none other but the Lord. He who has never been discouraged. He who has never been down. Amen. If you're going to learn how to be an encourager, amen, you must first learn how to be a self-encourager. And if you're going to learn how to be a self-encourager, you're going to have to learn to encourage yourself in the Lord. Like David did. Would you lift your hands to heaven and would you praise the Lord? Praise God. Hallelujah. How can I bring courage to others when I'm full of fear? How can I steady your hands when my hands are hanging with discouragement? How can I tell you we can make it when my knees are smoting together, amen, with hopelessness? If we're going to encourage others. Hallelujah. Matter of fact, that's probably, amen, the top qualification to be a wholeness preacher is be a self-encourager. I can't give to you something I don't possess myself. Amen. But with the bottom of my heart, with everything that's in me, I want to tell the highway of wholeness we can make it. Hallelujah. I don't care where you've been or what's happened. We can make it. Come on now. I don't care how far you've strayed. Amen. You can make a comeback, my friend. You can come back again. Come on now. Amen. Rejoice not against me, all my enemies. For when I fall, I shall arise. Amen. 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 Was it Job? Amen. Maybe one of Job's friends. Amen. Said that when men are cast down, thou shalt say there is a lifting up. Amen. We can make it, church. Amen. You may not feel like it now, but hang on, after a while you'll feel like it. Amen. Encourage yourself in the Lord. Amen. David learned that he encouraged himself in the Lord his God. And I told about the song that Collins wrote. I'm going to pray if I pray by myself. I'm going to stand if I have to stand alone. He'll be worth it to make it to glory. If they don't go, me and the Lord are going anyway. I said, if they don't go, me and the Lord, amen, we're going anyway. Would you stand your feet tonight and give the Lord a praise? Come and get us a song. Let's gather into this altar tonight. Amen. Would you come, everyone that will? Amen.